very blessed Thursday morning to all. Thank you for joining me on Morning Light on WWDB in prayer, in worship, and beautiful inspirational music and words. This is Scott Borsky. It is an honor to be with you, to say thank you to God, to praise God. You know, the Hebrew word to praise God is hallelujah. And no matter what is going on in your life, it is always appropriate to say hallelujah. We start this morning with a perfect song on that theme by Wren Collective with their Hallelujah Anyway.
Yeah, I'll find a way to praise you from the bottom of my broken heart. Cause I think I'd rather strike a match than curse the dark. Yeah, I'll find a way to thank you, though the bitterness is real and hard. Cause I'd rather take a chance on hope than fall apart. Yeah, I don't think I'm ready to surrender to the dark. Never dawns, even if my breakthrough never comes, even if I'll fight to bring you praise, even if my dreams fall to the ground, even if I'm lost, I know I'm found, even if my heart will somehow say.
We know that we live in the image of God. We are born in the image of God. God has known us before we were born. God gives us love each and every moment of the day. We just have to accept that love, and that is done through faith. Please join with the blessing offer on His, your love.
Building my own happy endings, but They couldn't take the test and they just fell right down. I've been trying to push the limits, been asking why I should live in them. Couldn't find no good there in it till you showed me how to be still and don't move. So I will, 'cause I want you to keep me right there in the middle of. Spinning, I've been restless. I've been thinking selfish, but it's different now. Oh, be still and don't move. So I will, 'cause I want you to keep me right there in the middle of.
Wake up this morning and say, hallelujah, thank you, God. We always need the opportunity each and every moment of the day to be in a continual state of prayer. That is the importance of prayer. That's the thing about prayer. Join with Benjamin William Hastings on his wonderful, "That's the Thing About Praise."
And the rain you want is a flood instead. And the roses bloom, but they're not quite red. And when I reach the edge of my bravery, I'll still be singing at the banks of an unparted sea. Sometimes the only way through it is a hallelujah.
The only way through it is a hallelujah.
Sometimes the only thing to do is just to give it to you. That's why I say hallelujah, hallelujah. There's what I want, and then there's where I'm at. Every one step forward, it got me 5 steps back. And I cried, I called, God knows I prayed. But most days faith is climbing up a mountain. In that state, that's why the only way through it is a hallelujah.
The only way through it is a hallelujah.
Sometimes the only thing to do is just to hand it to you.
Yeah, the only thing to do is just to hand it to you.
And although my troubles shake me, I know they could never move you. Sometimes the only way through it is a hallelujah. Tell you how small they are.
That's the thing about praise.
That's the thing about praise.
It won't always move the mountain, but it's good for the heart.
That's the thing about praise.
That's the thing about praise. You'll never know what it's gonna change, but it'll always leave a mark. That's the thing about praise. That's the thing about praise. Yeah, I might see walls start falling, or it might just change my heart. That's the thing about praise. 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 Whoa, the only way through it is a hallelujah.
The only way through it is a hallelujah.
Sometimes the only thing to do is
just to hand it to you.
Even on this Thursday and the beautiful spring day, hopefully it stays the beautifulness and going into the spring, we want to find our place that God has for us. We want to be able to acknowledge the doors that God wants us to open, and that is done through prayer. You know, prayer is just a fancy word for having a conversation with God. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to? The answer, of course, is yes. Please join with For King and Country on their beautiful Place in This World.
The wind is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason, roaming through the night to find my place in this world, my place in this world. Not a lot to lean on, I need your light to help me find my place in this world, my place in this world.
If there are millions down on their knees, among the many, can you still hear me? Hear me asking, where do I belong? Is there a vision that I can call my own? Show me, I'm looking for.
My place in this world. Not a lot to lean on, I need your light to help me find my place in this world. My place in this world.
Looking for.
Please.
need your light to help me find my place in this world, my place in this world.
We need to hold on to the promises of God. You know, in the Bible, in the Torah, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, no matter what you call your scriptures, the promises that God made for us back then are the same promises that God is making us now, and they will be the same in the future. We just have to hold on to them from generation to generation. Please join with Lauren Daigle on her beautiful Hold On To Me.
When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen. When I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see. When I am sure I have reached the end, hold on to me when I forget I need you. When I let go, hold me again. When I don't feel like I'm worth defending, when I'm tired of all, when I start to break in desperation, underneath the weight of expectation, hold on to me. Hold on to me.
We are the sheep on this Thursday and any day that ends with Y. And if we are the sheep, God is our shepherd guiding us. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Join with Patrick Mayberry on his wonderful Lead On, Good Shepherd.
Well, I've been turned round, but I've never been lost. Seen the water get troubled, but we walked across. When my knees were shaking, you held my hand, turning my problems to a promised land. Lead on, good shepherd, I'll follow.
Opened your eyes this morning, did you say, thank you, God? Did you point up and say, God, I know that was you who woke me up to make the million parts of my body work so I can go out into the world to bring blessings unto others? Because we certainly know that some in our community, they pray for the things that we take for granted. So share your blessings and be the godliness into others who only have us to be in the godliness way to them. Please join with Charlotte Ritchie on Her In Everything, Give Thanks.
Down in every there when you need someone, and there's no one there. Remember all the times that you feel alone are the times he'll use to make you strong.
You know, the holiday of Passover is coming up very, very soon. It begins on Monday night, April the 22nd, when the sun goes down. If you celebrate Passover, or if you're looking to learn about Passover, please come on the second night of Passover, which is Tuesday, April the 23rd, to the wonderful Pop Shop in Collingswood, New Jersey, and we are having a traditional, family-friendly, fun, educational, traditional Passover Seder with the foods, the songs, the traditions. Just go to the Pop Shop website in Collingswood and go to events and scroll down to April 23rd and you will see how to sign up there. It's always a highlight of the year. It's always sold out. So please get your tickets right away so we can all celebrate the holiday of Passover together so we can learn about the goodness of God. Please join with C.C. Winans on her goodness of God.
Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. Yeah. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. Every God, your
You know, we've been through a lot the past couple of weeks. Floods, earthquake, eclipse. Passover must be coming. All we need are the locusts and the water turning to blood and the frogs. So just hold on to the wonderfulness of God and realize that everything is meant for our good. Join with Katie Nicole on her Hold On.
Smoke clouds all around, couldn't see your face. Darkness consumed me, stuck in the bitterness. But I know there's a light that's waiting up ahead. So I'll stay in the fight and look to the one who said, hold on.
It is never a wrong time to pray to God. There is never a place that we shouldn't pray to God. There is never a time that we shouldn't worship God. God is everywhere. We say Emmanuel. God is always, always with us. There is never a time that is not appropriate to say thank you to God, loud and strong. Join with Tasha Layton on her Never.
When this broken world is breaking me down, tears and knees both fall to the ground. When my questions make me doubt you more than ever, you remind me that your answer's always never. Never forgotten, never forsaken, never.
And if you think God is not hearing our prayers, God is. God just doesn't answer all of them because they are not meant for us. If God answered all our prayers, we wouldn't know what to do with them because they would not be appropriate for our given mission or our given purpose. So sometimes God says no, or sometimes God says not yet. You are not ready for it. But in all cases, God can. Please join with Cain on there. Yes, he can.
Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me? Again and again, but when I look back, did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Oh, did he defeat the darkness? Did he deliver me? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing, yes, he can. Did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he can.
No matter where you are now, I want you to look up to heaven and say, God, I know that was you. Thank you for the little the blessings in my life that have come so far, and anticipate the blessings that are going to come. Praise God wherever you may be, taking your children to school, whether you're at home, driving to work, wherever you may be right now. Praise God anywhere. Please join with the Brandon Lake with his Praise God Anywhere. Please take a little sticky notes that you have all over the house and write all your daily the blessings on them and stick them where you look at each and every day, whether they be on your refrigerator, your bathroom mirror, wherever you are. And at the end of the day, you will have so many sticky notes around the house that you will realize and certainly acknowledge that you are blessed by God. Please join with Seth Schluter on his wonderful Counting Your Blessings.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3 up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings. Forever, so God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful, all the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
If you are listening in the morning, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock on this station, thank you. If you cannot listen in the morning, every morning, you can always, always 24/7 go to the podcast at wwdbam.com, wwdbam.com, and listen whenever you have the opportunity on any smart device that you have so you can be filled with blessings whenever. Ever you need the faith. Please join with Danny Gokey on this new day with his new day.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Just bright. This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope. Coming alive. This moment. You got a freedom. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes. It's coming. This is a new day. The old is gone away. Dreams.
making the old things new today. And every single day, love has to give up on you. Love has to give up on you.
And on that, have a blessed day, everybody. I look forward to seeing you and being with you in prayer tomorrow. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.